I mean, just to, don't fall off the cliff, right? So that's kind of, I think, what you're asking is, how do I not fall off the cliff when I'm looking behind me trying to guide my team and make sure everyone's still coming and working towards that shared goal?
That's why we send scouts out, so they can go fall off the cliff.
Or just come to the prairies. We don't have cliffs here. We just have dips.
What does it mean when somebody asks you to be more strategic? Welcome to another episode of Relearning Leadership, where we explore a specific leadership challenge and break it down to help improve your leadership, your organization, and just possibly your personal life. I'm Pete Behrens, and today I'm joined with Christina Carlson, an Agile Leadership Journey Guide and a leadership coach with Unstuck. And today we're going to navigate the landscape of strategy and strategic thinking. And we find that working with leaders, this is one of those spaces that's a fairly big jump when you're shifting from more of that, the do focus, the work focus, into that future orientation focus as a leader. So I hope you enjoy this conversation with Christina. Well, thanks, Christina, for joining me and talking about this topic with me today.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So maybe first of all, just share, why is this a topic of interest for you? Why is this something that you seem to be passionate about?
Yeah, I think strategy to me is very, I'm passionate about it because I find it's a language or a terminology that's used in so many different ways in an organization, but also between organizations and in different industries. And I think as doing what we do and interacting so often with different people, I'm always gathering, it feels like, different approaches and different tools and different definitions and applications, and it gets really muddy really fast. And so I find it really interesting when it's supposed to just be this, like, just be strategic, right?
Like this. Yeah. Yeah. That notion of like, hey, can't you just be more strategic? And I think that comment is a really good one for kind of setting the stage for this conversation, right? That this is a vast landscape, and we're not really here to say, hey, here's the answers, right? It's more of a, let's walk through that landscape. Let's understand the challenges, and maybe let's understand some strategies, or maybe even just ways of thinking that might help improve our leadership. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that I'd like to, like, maybe just unravel that with you a little bit, and kind of, what are we hearing in the field, and what are we hearing in our cohorts, and what are we seeing in the future as these things are starting to, the world's changing so quickly. And so for me personally, when it's, I need you to be more strategic, it's me, like, I'm not thinking big picture enough, right? I'm really stuck in the day-to-day tasks of my job. And to me, strategy is where you start to get that more of that career mindset, right? And how do I bring value in what I'm doing to the whole organization or to my whole department, kind of whatever kind of scope you're working in? And sometimes it's not that big, right? So it's very interesting to me when people say, can you just be more strategic? I think everyone on your team will probably have a different definition as to what that means, how they want to apply it, what part of their job can they even do that in, right?
Yeah.
What is your example? It's like, what are you finding when that happens?
Yeah. I mean, I think what you're resonating in my thought process here is we all come at strategy with a different expectation and then different limitations, right? In terms of what that means. I work with a lot of leaders who are stuck in the middle between corporate strategy and team strategy. And so like, do I define the strategy, or is that done for me? And then if there is a strategy, like, what's my role with that? And I'm kind of like, do I add to it? Can I veer away from it? Like, what is the law, or what is the rules that allow me to be strategic in that way? So you're right. And in a sense, the questions are really contextual in the space that I'm in my role that I'm in. And it's very maybe seemingly easy when you think about the CEO, right? Oh, yes, of course, we need strategy. But I think it gets more complex in the middle.
Yeah. And I find the people in the middle that I'm working with are like, well, now I'm doing this off the side of my desk. And so it automatically segregates itself from the day-to-day business or their day-to-day work. And so they feel like they're like kind of trying to do two things at the same, juggling two things at the same time. And it's like, I can't ever get to that. It's just off the side of my desk, right? And so to offset that, I've had companies say, well, here's the strategy playbook, right? Here is your PDF document with all of your tools and who you need to talk to and how to go about doing it. And I always find that so fascinating because that's very different than just being more strategic, right? That's like strategy planning, which is a very different thing in my opinion.
Okay. So maybe let's start to differentiate this first one, which is strategy planning and strategic thinking, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about one thing is an activity. Another is really more of a mindset. Is that a fair way that maybe we can differentiate those two?
Yeah. And so how do you start to get curious and ask the person delegating that to you to understand, right? Are you just asking me to think a little bit differently about how me and my team do my work? Or do you need me to plan this nicely bowed up, strategic plan that you handed to me and show some how that it ties to our OKRs or our metrics or whatever we're doing, right? So they're very different. And I think they're not mutually exclusive. I think they probably go together. But they are not the same thing, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. I mean, to me, that strategic thinking, first of all, I think what you say, it has to shift from the side of my desk into the center. Like, I've got to create space and time for that. As a leader, if, first of all, I am operating that expert orientation, my head's down in work, strategic thinking probably is getting pushed to the side, right? So it's the first place is, what do I have to let go of to enable time and space for it? Is that a good starting point?
Yeah, I think for sure the space part of it, setting intention, right? Like, where are we applying strategic thinking to? Like, it doesn't have to be for every single task and every single thing we do in our work. But I think there's some intentionality set to here to like, where is it a best fit to start? I think is really important. And then also understanding the, like, just because we could do it doesn't mean we should be doing it, right? And kind of, I think that's always a nice place to start with thinking more strategically is like, are we doing things the way they've always been? Or, you know, yes, you know, my team can gather all these tasks and do all this stuff, but should we be doing it? Is it actually moving us in a direction we want to go? And I think that's enough when anyone new is like, when I'm coaching anyone new in being strategic, I think that's to me a nice starting point is to just start to ask some questions around the why behind your work, essentially.
The other thing I often see when somebody tries to shift and they start to shift into a strategic orientation, they take an expert mindset to it. So it's like, I've got to be the one to create the strategy. And so it's a solo sport, right? But that's kind of the opposite of the intent of strategy is it's a collective sport. It should be a team sport. And so sometimes when these leaders shift from expert to achiever, they're in a sense bringing the expert mindset with them just on a new topic. And this doesn't have to be something you do alone. This doesn't have to be something that you are solely the author of. I try to help leaders recognize you can facilitate this. Like, you can enter into a conversation about strategy and all of a sudden you don't have to be the one with all the answers. And people might actually appreciate that.
Yeah. And even if it's like too big to do it with your team, like a lot of people will try it with their team and they're like, my team didn't know what to do. They were so confused as to why suddenly I was asking their opinions about things and asking them what their thoughts were. And so I find even like a peer-to-peer level, like there's a lot of opportunity to work, you know, cross-departmentally, and like you kind of have your peer level meetings and that type of thing. Just even leading the conversations there, I think is an easier spot sometimes for people to get into it. Because there's always like this weird, if you don't talk about strategy, like that's the other part of this is no one's talking about it in the sense of like, that is a great example of strategic thinking right there, right? Like, we don't highlight the wins when people are doing it, I find, as much as this is a problem, a solution to a problem that's existing. And so we don't have examples to kind of lean into or orient into often internally.
I'm thinking, you reminded me of a couple, just the questions you can ask, right? So the what and how questions are very tactical, right? They're very kind of achieving. The why and where and who questions are a little bit more in that strategic realm of just, even if you're in conversation, asking different kinds of questions shape a strategic orientation.
Yes. And you know what else it'll do is it'll feed out those people who are masking strategic thinking as micromanagement. Because I think sometimes people...
It sounds like you're getting into the danger voodoo here. So go on.
Sometimes people, managers, I've had experiences with executive who have been like, I need you to be more strategic on this and report back to me on how you're being strategic. And when really they want to see my thought process, they want me to write down the, like, and it was just a different version of that expert mindset guised as strategy. And then they would kind of correct your work essentially as if you did it right or not. And I think that it can be dangerous to do that. And so we need to be careful as leaders how we're receiving it and how what we're doing with it when people are strategic.
Huh. That's interesting. So you separated something like, okay, big versus little, like broad versus narrow. Like that's one way of thinking strategy. But I also think strategy is also wide, right? So it's where are we going along a path? I mean, that's another dimension of strategic thinking in addition to big and little. Do you see that difference, I guess, in terms of, you know, you think a landscape, right? You've got at least two dimensions or three dimensions here we got to be thinking about. How do you help leaders through those variables?
Well, I find that it's a really nice link to autonomy. So leaders who are talking about, I need more autonomous culture, we're trying to build more autonomy with our teams, allowing a strategy or someone to be more strategic in how they get there. So as in thinking about, we don't have to have one path. We can all get to the destination on multiple routes, essentially. Mm. And so widening it out to as in, like, there's more opportunity, there's more options, there's more ways of working to get there, I think allows people to play in more of a strategic mindset in creating those different opportunities and also building that autonomy piece at the same time, because it's not about, well, prove it all to me now and then we're going to pick one way for the rest of the organization. It's about holding true the destination, right? And making sure that that's consistent.
You're bringing up something that I often write about and talk with leaders about. It's that sometimes it feels like, well, strategy counters agility. Like these things can't live in the same space. What you're saying is actually strategy is a goal or a direction we're going. Agility is the ability to pivot in service of that. And in fact, without having a clear goal, pivoting and making yes, no decisions are almost impossible. It's like getting in the car and driving and not having a goal. It's like, do I turn left or right? Well, it really doesn't matter. Right. So, you know, in a sense, without having strategy, agility doesn't really even make sense to some degree.
Yeah, I would 100% agree. Without that vision or that target or the outcome we're all trying to get to being defined, how do you be more strategic towards it, right? Or, you know, if we're, and I think that applies to anything, culture, team building, you know, whatever it is, I think there has to be a shared goal. Otherwise, people get confused about where the decisions lie, about how they're contributing to, like your point earlier, like, am I building this or am I just executing? You know, lots of people find value or feel valued when they get to be a part of building the strategy, but it's hard to allow for all of a sudden 200 decision makers in the strategy as well. So as a leader or as you get higher up in the organization, how do you start to balance that, right? And manage those expectations even in the organization.
You're getting into a tricky space, which is we need a shared goal, you mentioned, but I also need to get clarity and focus on that goal. So there's this caveat of I need some buy-in to this. I need some alignment to this goal, but I also want people to be engaged in creating that goal. And it feels like those are hard to do. Like if everybody has a voice, then we never have clarity. Mm-hmm. And if we have clarity, then not everybody has a voice. help me help leaders in how to navigate this trickiness here.
Well, I again, like, what is the outcome? Like, what are we trying to allow the staff to be more engaged and feel like we have a share of voice? Or are we trying to solve a very pertinent problem to the organization? Like, you know,
come on, Christina, you're saying it depends. Come on.
It does. It really does. And I don't think that I don't subscribe to this. There's just one way.
Like, yeah.
I really don't. And that's where that's why you're the leader, because you can guide the team to what needs to happen in the particular moment, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah,
you become almost that, that path forger, right? For the rest of the organization, and knowing you're going to get some branches in the face as you're going through it. I mean, just don't fall off the cliff, right? So that's kind of, I think, what you're asking is, how do I not fall off the cliff when I'm looking behind me trying to guide my team and make sure everyone's still coming and working towards that shared goal?
That's why we send scouts out, so they can go fall off the cliff.
Or just come to the prairies. We don't have cliffs here. We just have dips.
You know, at risk of adding more complexity to strategy, I was just talking with a leader the other day, and we were differentiating the what we do versus who we are strategic conversation, right? This whole notion of shifting from a focus of service and products and delivery of a business versus kind of that strategic thought of, I want to build a culture. I want to build an organization that feels like they have purpose, right? And yet that's almost like the fourth dimension. I sometimes think about it as, because all of a sudden it like, oh no, I'm in a space that now I'm feeling dizzy. And that's the place I think a lot of leaders, that's a tough hurdle, right? To shift from a what to a who, in a sense. Who are we, and what are we doing as an organization?
Well, and it sometimes makes you kind of, it forces you into a space that where you're going against the internal systems and structures,
yes,
for reward as well. So then now not only are you in that ambiguous space, but I'm not going to get rewarded for this. It's not going to be tied to my bonus structure. It's not going to be tied to my next promotion necessarily, unless I advocate for that. And you kind of have to build those systems in that space at the same time as you're doing that work. And those two things are both full-time jobs probably.
Yeah. All right, so we've been talking about a number of things. Maybe let's play a quick little what jumped out to you during our conversation here. I'll pick one and then let you, and then maybe we'll go banter back and forth a little bit on a few of these. So the one thing I heard is, it's a complex space, right? There's multiple dimensions. There's kind of current, future. There's big, little. There's what and who, right? There's this four-dimensional space that we're operating in. So strategic thinking isn't one thing. It's many things, maybe, is the one thing I'm pulling out here. What's one of your takeaways so far?
Yeah, it's like linking it to complicated, right? Where you all, by definition, need more than one person or more than one piece to make it happen, right? This isn't about distilling it down to something simple or just be strategic. This is about embracing the multifaceted pieces that require to do that, and then reinforcing it in the everyday almost, right? With intention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So another piece I pulled out was the difference between strategy and strategic thinking. So kind of the output versus a mindset, or, you know, the what we build versus the thinking process, that everybody can be strategic thinking. Not everybody necessarily creates a strategy, I would say. Is that?
Yeah. And I think that gets, it makes it more clear, I think, by doing that, by differentiating that. I think the decision-making piece really stands out for me, and setting some clear kind of frameworks or boundaries around what parts of the work need to be thought of more with a more strategic mindset, where there's more autonomy and freedom to kind of explore and experiment versus, we want input so that we can make a decision about strategy, right? Like, those are very different like different activities that happen in the, in your work. And so to have a category, an overall category about are you strategic as a manager, I think is doing a disservice by not like breaking that out a little bit more.
And maybe the final third point was kind of that the balance between strategic direction and agility execution, right? It's not one or the other. It's a balance. It's a both end. You know, they serve each other to some degree versus thinking of them as fighting or competing in service. So Christina, if there's one takeaway or one, maybe not takeaway, one starting point, like if a leader is at, like, what should I do? Besides it depends. Is there something you might recommend as the first place they might find some growth in their strategic journey?
Yeah. So identifying an obstacle that you can have some influence over for either part of the existing strategy or strategy in another area that you're linked to and as part of the process, we use that Catalyst Canvas model, right? So I find if you take an obstacle from somebody else's canvas and use it as your goal, that is a great way to not only align, but it's a simple kind of, you can put your hands around it, start to finish. You can see how it's ripple effect and influenced other pieces of the organization too. So I always find that's a nice kind of bite-sized space to start with.
Yeah, I love that. So if you're not familiar, we'll put a link to the Catalyst Canvas. Great collective brainstorming tool for focusing, aligning, and executing or accelerating some change in the organization. It could be used for good strategic, organizational, or product service type goals. Well, Christina, I just want to say thanks for just walking with me on this journey and exploring the landscape.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a pleasure, as always.
Relearning Leadership is the official podcast of the Agile Leadership Journey. Together, we build better leaders. It's hosted by me, Pete Behrens, with contributions from our global guide community. It's produced by Ryan Dugan, with music by Joy Zimmerman. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave us a review, or share a comment. And visit our website, agileleadershipjourney.com/podcast, for guest profiles, episode references, transcripts, and to explore more about your own leadership journey.